Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance. Now, Joshua fought the battle of Jericho,
and the walls came tumbling down. Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Okay, well, here I am, everyone. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Assalamu alaikum. It is just wonderful. Wonderful to be living in this time with this kind of thinking. I mean, I feel comfortable with. I'm Martha Nyla Abdullah. I'm a resident of St. Petersburg, Florida. A resident connected with my neighborhood. I'm currently living in Clearwater, Florida, but I should say the Tampa Bay area. Connected with neighbors and the neighborhood, governance area in some areas, educational area in some areas, what we called it Pinellas County School Board. And then with the local neighborhood associations and mostly in St. Petersburg of the Pinellas County. And then with religious organizations or and faith entities. And then I say, you know, with relatives, that's one very important piece. I wonder, as do we think about it often, are we connected with our families? The point that we say, these are my relatives. They're my relatives. I'm related to them. And does that relationship then extend to the whole human family? Like, they are my relatives. I may not have met them ever, but they are my relatives. And so in order for what complications into their lives, others' lives, my relatives' lives, whatever complications into their life, I believe this is why I have a desire to help. I feel the somewhat of what the infliction may feel like, somewhat. Not exactly, definitely not entirely, and maybe the smallest that I of how it may feel. May not even be touching it with a 10-foot pole, if I can say it that way. But my thoughts go out. My thoughts go out because I can imagine to a small, small degree of what others are going through. Just imagine it, because I've seen situations on television. I've seen pictures in magazines. I listen to documentaries. I've watched documentaries. As a matter of fact, today I brought up it would be Anne Frank. For those who know of Anne Frank, you know, it was a young lady who managed to lost one of her, blessed her to survive the atrocities that had come upon her family, her relatives. I'm not going to even mention a religious thing, because it's all about the human being. And any atrocity to the human being, human family, we are relatives. Now, and we're relatives because I'm going back in my mind, I'm going back to the days of their stories, the foundation of our relatives that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points to as well. Noah, Musa, Ibrahim, Yunus or Jonah, Yusuf or Joseph. Those of our families, they had a life. And the stories that's connected to their lives, Harun, Aaron, Job, and of course, Yaqub became Israel. So they are relatives. We're relatives, no matter what happened during the lifespan, lifetime, no matter what caused dissension, we're still relatives. Now, some things may be to the extent that in one part of the globe and others in the other part of the globe, migration took place. And so the families that came, that evolved from those who were separated by land and water, created a world and lived within these regions, I should say, on the earth. But yet, we're family. And we're fighting one another. Alhamdulillah. So, blessed be we're here tonight for community developmental stages. Community. And the community of the family. In Arabic, the word is ahl. One word for family, ahl. That's ahl. I'm thinking now, what is the alif, the hamza, the ha, and the Lamb. And I'm sure there's another word for family. Like when we say the family of Imran and the story that goes with that, what happened with the family of Imran. So as we begin tonight, we're going to go to Surah 23, because we're continuing the human development. As we spoke on last week, the psychology, the physiology, as the psychology and the spiritual and the connotations that go along with that, you know, what it makes us think about, and is our thinking correct when we think about the human being, and we think about when we use the word man, we use man, but then is man referring in when we've come to know man means mind, but does that hit our mind when we say man? Or does a male figure come into view in our mind? And when we say woman, do we think womb of mind, or do we think of a physical human being that is of the caricature of a female, or of the physical of a female? So as we were discussing last week, how connected we are, starting with self and our connection with the Creator. Well, let's go to Surah 23:10, but perhaps we'll read 1 through 14, all right? Only because we need to, inshallah, you bear with me. All right? Thank you. Thank you so very much. All right. Let's see here. Okay. Thanks, Laura. Surah 23. I think this is Sahih International. I want Yusuf Ali, but we'll go with this, all right? And the surah is entitled Mukminun. Mukminun. Yeah, let's go to Yusuf Ali. All right. Change it from there. All right. 23:1. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qad aflaha al-mu'minun. The believers must, in parentheses, eventually, win through. Falaha is referring, can be said to be successful as well. Ulladina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Those who humble themselves in their prayers. You heard salat and khashi'un is the word that means submissive or humble. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ who avoid vain talk. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَوَاتِ فَاعِلُونَ who are active in deeds of charity. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ who abstain from sex or are guardians, the حَافِظُونَ and then the لِفُرُوجِهِمْ their modesty. Those a modest student who guards their modesty. All right? And Malaket. Now, if you hear that, you hear it's close to Malaik, right? Malaik will have an alif after the L, after the L sound. But this is the mean, the lamb, the calf. But anyway, the ila is except. Ila, over, above. The tau is saying, using from. Yusuf Ali is using from as the word for ilaya, as wajihim. And he used the word spouses. So the hafifun, the furujihim, hafifun, that modesty being guarded is for both male and female. Just pointing that out. All right. Except with their spouses, or what, and it says possess for ayyamanuhum, and you know the yamin is right, and I don't see yad for hand, but this is, I guess, being understood. They're using the word hand. Ayyamanuhum. Fa'innahum. Ghayru. That means not. They are not. They're, indeed, they are not. Malumin. Blamed. Or, well, blamed, meaning that the trust is still there, is there when we guard our modesty and share our modesty with our mates, our spouse. All right. So, and it's a penal law. Forgive me. I mean, this is just so beautiful as I go through it. I'll continue on. Ayat 7 says, Famani abtagha wara dalika faulaika humul adun. But those whose desires exceed Adun is go way beyond those limits or are transgressors. And Adun is considered transgressors for those who go beyond the limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set. So in the word adun is like add, but it's also indicating that that is transgressive. We can discuss that a little later, inshallah. And we go on to ayat 8. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. Now, you've heard ra'ay, usually we interpret it as to see, and same thing with this particular word, ra'un, observers, those who observe. But the Yusuf Ali tells to put it as those who faithfully observe their trust. Remember, now here comes the word trust again, and their covenants. So the trust, when we hear the meme and the noon together, like we did up in one of the ayats above, And it says, except when we connect modestly with our mate, our spouses, meaning we're maintaining a trust. The word here as well, amanatihim, is dealing with the trust. The amanat, those who observe the trust and their covenant. والذين هم على صلاتهم يحافظون. And this حافظون, and it is internal too, but those who guard their strictly is what Yusuf Ali put in parentheses, who strictly guard their prayers. صلوات أولئك هم Warithun, warithun, warith, these would be the heirs. And warith is heirs of what? All right. Ulladina yarithun al-firdaus hum fiha khalidun, who will inherit paradise. They will do the paradise. They will dwell therein. And Khalidun, Khalada, is forever, continuous. Then we go to Walakat. Khalaknal insana min sulalatin tinnin kayin. Man, we did create from a quintessence of clay. Now, let's. This is where we go into the stages of development. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just shared with us, revealed to us much about what, how we are to trust, how we are to be connected. And remember, we started out by saying about our charitable self. Well, I was referencing myself, you know, considering it charitable self, you know, being connected with neighborhood neighbors and being connected with certain groups that are in a grouping designed to improve the lives or help the lives of those in the community, and so as we, Manzala now is going to revealing to us as we guard. That's what everyone is to do, is to be become consciously aware and guard that which we become consciously aware. You know, you cannot enter into a contract or make a covenant or a pact unless you're aware of what you're doing. And so this is referring to those who have come into an awareness and enter into a contract, and this contract is with the Creator, and then the Creator shows our relationship with our as a relative. Now, it's not relatives to the point that we cannot marry, right? So the indication here, the sacred bond of marriage has been indicated because it says our spouses. All right. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is declaring that Allah did create from a quintessence, it says quintessence, insan, and now we can say humankind, but we're paying attention to the nun, the seen, okay, I'm going to say the A, the N, the S, the A again, and the N sound again. Insan. I'm pointing this out because these very letters are in Nisa. All right? Nisa. But the letters are in a different position. And we say Nisa is a woman. But here, insan, same letters, different position. And we say humankind. So there's a relationship there, is what I'm pointing out. All right? So Allah created Falatana Insana from Min Sulalatin. And Sula Latin is what they call the feminine masculine pronoun attached to the word Solal. Sulal. Sulal Latin means clean. Now, the last word, it says clay, right? But now, most of the time when we think about clay, we think about putting it together and molding it, right? But you know what one attribute of the clay is? We can pull it apart. We can put it apart and we can fashion it into, mold it into a separate something, a useful something. But we can separate it. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to separate. Having that ability to separate is like, I don't need to separate right now, but if I do need to separate from something, Allah has given me the capability to do so. And so since I have the capability, then I have to use my senses to know when I need to separate for my life to be better. Maybe a habit I've connected with, I need to separate from. So if I didn't have the ability to separate, I wouldn't be able to form a better life. Reform, transform, just by being informed. So praise be to Almighty God. So let me see who's online with me here before I continue on. I wanted to point that part out. Us from what it says in essence. Yusuf Ali used quintessence, quintessence. And think, make me think of five. But from clay or from the that which is shakable. Continue on. But remember that taw. The Torah here references the ability to separate as our molecules. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that the cells divide, but they divide and improve. So separation isn't always for the negative. Separation is to improve upon as well. All right. Alhamdulillah. Well, let's go to our board and let's see who's here with us tonight. All right. And then we're going to take a pause for the cause. Thank you so very, very much for being here. And we look forward to hearing from you too, inshallah. This is Community Developmental Stages. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah, your host for tonight. I love being here. I truly do. We're true humans, and this life this life takes on, it requires active participation. One moment. And we have a hand raised, and we'll go to 334-419. My brother Michael Hameen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam, Michael Hameen of Jacksonville, Florida. And I thank you for introducing these ideas to the audience. It shows us that the scripture, particularly the Holy Quran, has the necessary help for the social life that we see become chaotic and disruptive, and we see, you know, divisional influences, even tribalistic type atmosphere being established on top of the social conditioning that we have had up until this point, 2023, November. We've had this conditioning. More so than, and these things are coming to the forefront in terms of areas presenting the fact that the educational system is so lacking, the public educational system, and that if we want to have better results with our children learning what their obligations as human beings are, we're going to have to do that ourselves. The public school system is not going to do that. And I'm reminded of Thomas Jefferson declaring the type of government that has been established, this republic, the form of government, representative form of government, where we don't actively participate in how the government is run day to day, but we elect officials to take care of that. So we have this special kind of government that Thomas Jefferson said we would lose, because the type of government that we have depends upon us being knowledgeable, you know, and that has been taken away from the public. We no longer have civics, you know, we no longer have, you know, geography, you know, as foundational types of knowledge. We no longer have knowledge of how the home should be managed, management of the home, you know, home economics. We don't have any of that. And so if we don't provide that for ourselves and for our children, we are going to be at the mercy of these winds of emotion and these winds destructive behavior. You know, we have a system, and you know, individual voices are not strong enough to make the changes. And we've got influences that are calling us to be divided and only concerned about our household and, you know, our ethnic group and the like. But the design of managing the environment, when it's established as institutional structures, you can't do that as an individual. You can't make the healthy changes as an individual. You have to formulate yourself in a group formation to deal with the social structures, because they're sophisticated and they have a way of protecting their interests. So, you know, we need more knowledge of how the human being operates, and we find that in the Holy Quran. Lastly, you know, what you just mentioned about clay. Well, not only do you form clay, but you form clay by making an impression. You know, you impress it, you impress upon it. And that's speaking to how human beings function. At a certain level, beings are creatures of influence. Impressions can be made on us. And until we reach a point, and it's also connected with clay, where when clay is heated up and the moisture is removed from clay, clay becomes hardened and it takes on the shape. It takes on its shape, whatever that shape is. Once the moisture is removed, That's the shape that clay is going to remain in, unless you are able to, you break it down. You know, you have to change that shape when you break it down, because it's solidified its shape. So the Quran is showing us, lastly, is showing us how we are structured as a human being. The Quran is showing us our common humanity and what we need to do to protect ourselves from influences that want to make us unhuman and use us as a utility rather than as a human being. And I'll stop there. Thank you for what you're doing.
Oh, praise be to Almighty God. Thank you for acknowledging and complimenting the understanding that you know, it's easy to put it into words sometimes, but it takes the breakdown step by step by step, especially when we say everything that you just said, explaining about the clay, how important that talk in connection with family being connected, sticking together like clay. You know what I mean? Staying together. But
yeah.
What is it about the clay that, using that as an analogy or reference, what is it about the clay that makes it be that referred to substance that we are created with? And like you were saying about impressionable, and taking it on too, like I say, sticking to, you know, clay apart, right? And when we were making, I used to make those little balls, all the little, like about 10 little balls, and then make a stick like I'm going to shoot pool. I mean, it could be formed in any kind of way that I wanted it. And then I could take all those balls, everything I had made into little shapes, and put it all back together again. And you didn't see the division. You didn't see the separation.
Yeah, it's a very special, the picture language is very special in helping us to understand ideas that are subtle and some places, you know, complicated to understand the picture. What's that saying? It's worth a thousand words, because, you know, the picture can give us something that we can understand. We can manage it better in our thinking. You mentioned the family, and this is something that, you know, we don't hear talk about it very much, but we have, with the technology, we have invited into our homes with the TV, and in some cases the radio, we've invited into our homes influences that go against family unity, you know, and we've been taught about how the marketplace operates in putting together, paying thousands upon thousands of dollars for 1 minute advertisements that are designed to get mama's attention, especially, and push buttons in terms of how mama operates in the marketplace, and the same for the children, the same for daddy, if daddy's in the home. You know, and we have these influences that work against our natural obligation as family to be supportive of one another and to come together. And in the Arabic language, one of the names for woman, I can't think of how it's pronounced, but woman is described with one word as a fortress. And that suggests protection from outside influences. You know, the woman has the ability to make man forget about the pressures and stresses that he has to deal with. And man is designed also by Almighty God to forget about the woman, because thinking about her can distract him from protecting. You know, you can't think about the home life that you want to protect when you're out there protecting it, because, you know, you have to think about how aggressively you're going to resist and fight the opposition or the enemy. You know, you can't be thinking about children and so forth until after you've defeated the enemy. You know, while you're in process, you have to give your full attention to taking this enemy out that's threatening your home life. So, you know, learning these things about our, how we're built, how we're made up, the man and the woman and the children and so forth, and the obligation that goes with that kind of knowledge. And I'll stop there.
Okay, because as you're speaking, and anyone else, if you want to chime in, please by all means press 1 on your phone. We'll be going to a public service announcement, but I'll leave you with this thought. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, the very first ayat of Surah 23 speaks to the success, and I say success, but it happens over a period of time. So that means we have to go through some developmental stages, right? The hafizun, the guarding, is an internal process as well. That the guarding of the modesty, or some like to say chastity or something, but the modesty takes us into a whole general arena, and it's for each one to guard their modesty. So with then that means we each, the male, female components, have the ability, mental ability, man, woman, the mental ability to do that. Now, when you mention enemy, the enemy, yeah, the physical enemy, but that enemy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to guard ourselves against, and we know how we falter without even thinking of the enemy being internal or whispering or the suggestions coming, and how when we become aware, then we ask for forgiveness for whatever. But at the same time, that connection happens between us and the Creator. The connection of being responsible, the connection for being aware, the connection, and then how we are to would internally separate ourselves from those things that have crippled us, not to go back into those dimensions or those areas, those arenas. And that's when it says eventually, Yusuf Ali used the word in parentheses, eventually went through, well, it says the believer. But we know even that takes stages of development for us to get to the point of being a believer. We don't just wake up in the morning one morning and say, oh, I believe. We can say it. But have you been tested yet? Oh, let me show you some of the tests that you're going to encounter. Then come back and tell me, yeah, you believe, but now you know how to fall and you know how to ask for forgiveness. You know how to humble, khashi'un, for those who humble themselves, and that we do take to heart the trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed within us. So when you were mentioning about community, and I mean about the forgetfulness, how the male and the female relations and how the woman can cause the forgetfulness, I often think about, does not man, I'm speaking of male now, everyone, but a man who's using his conscious self, he's well aware of what he needs to do. Is it that man does not forget on his own? If you're still with me, Michael, anyone? Is it that man does not forget on his own without it being... And could the feminine entity or the feminine attribute be that his internal, his mental makeup, he has to, that consciously we forget, but unconsciously the information is there. And then we turn to our unconscious self, which, quote unquote, can be the feminine attribute because we look within, and that's where we find the answers to questions that we ask of ourselves. What did I do yesterday? Where was I when I, where did I put my watch? Where did I put my keys? what caused you to forget then? I mean, I know sometimes it says, and Shaitan causes you to forget. But but I'm thinking on the level of just forgetting in a simple attribute.
Well, you know, after we take the break that you mentioned, I'd like to speak to it, and I think you have another caller as well. Are you on mute?
Mark your calendars for the 2023 Muslim Journal
Yes, I will.
Time to Be Grateful, coming to Newark, New Jersey, December 7th through the 10th. A Time to Be Grateful is MJ's annual fundraiser to raise awareness about the publication and increase subscriptions, advertisements, and distributors. ATTBG features a weekend of events that promote gratitude, human excellence, cultural expression, and spiritual development, including Culture Night, which showcases Muslim singers, musicians, and spoken word artists, a modest yet ultra-stylish family fashion show luncheon, an awards banquet, business breakfast, marketplace with Muslim vendors, and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets today. Visit www.masjidalhaq.com or call 862-250-5451. Hope to see you there.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Michael. Yes, I quickly had hit my mute button. But praise be to Allah when you say we have another caller, and I see it's Deprisa Abdulhadi. Assalamu alaikum, my sister. Come right on in. We welcome you. How are you this evening?
Alhamdulillah. I'm doing good, Martha Naila, and yourself as well. And you, Imam, and to the AM 360 family, yes, this is the preacher Abdul Hadi calling in from Flint, Michigan. Sitting here listening to you and Brother Imam getting all philosophical this evening. And I thought, well, while they're getting philosophical, maybe I'll jump in there and say me a little few philosophical thoughts myself, you know. And I'm listening at you as you're speaking about how in the Surah 23 and about how Allah and what Allah has created man from that acquaintance of clay. And you're describing very vividly, you know, you can make it whole or you can break it into pieces and this type of a thing. And it came to me, yeah, you can, and I can even really relate to how we as mankind are from that, because not only can you just take that piece of clay and say, oh, okay, you got this one big ball. Okay, why don't we pinch off of it and make a little of this and make a little of that. And yeah, I don't like that no more and put it back together. But also I'm thinking as it's pliable. We're pliable. We're adaptable, you know, in whatever circumstance that we may be dealing with. I was noticing that in the marquee this evening, you were saying, telling the self story on being human. And that's where this comes into play, pliability and adaptability, because we got all types of situations at all times being put to us, you know, and of course we know it's the testing, but we're able to be able to look at that test and adapt to whatever we have to adapt to or bend or be pliable to do whatever it is that we need to do to stay focused to our Lord and Creator and be patient, you know, and recognizing that this is the testing of the human man, of his man that he has created. And I just thought I wanted to share that. That's what came to my mind, because I know we all are at all times, we could say right now, you know, dealing with something, some type of a testing. But we do know, we have that assurance that if we just remain firm and patient and make it through the test, we will be victorious. I wanted to share that. And thank you so kindly, you too, Brother Imam, for recognizing me. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Alhamdulillah, yes.
It's important
to remember. Alhamdulillah. That is, and this is what happens when we're thinking. Our thinking is definitely at work, and it takes more than just one of us. And this is why I started out saying we are all related. We're relatives. We are family. But then there's, you know, the distance between us has allowed for us to, you know, become mates and have families out from that and continue to populate.
Praise be to Allah. It's a matter of getting the type of knowledge that we need to think better so that we can do better, you know, and that's the value of scripture. You know, there are a lot of books compiled on different subject matters about the human being and the history of our development as human beings and so on and so forth. But scripture presents a picture and a method of educating us that is very special. Like I said, you know, particularly the Holy Quran, the questions that are asked are oftentimes piercing. You know, in 21st century community life, there's so much coming at us that we have to have, you know, our defenses to block things out, or to not give attention to a lot of the frivolous kinds of things that come at us, and some of them are more serious, but they present one side, you know, the negative that can be stressful on our emotions and our thinking. So the Holy Quran gives us a picture of our development, and when he says that the believers will win through, you know, and then he describes in other places, he gives us the knowledge that we're going to need to win through, to tell us how people who are in opposition to God's plan, how they think, you know, what their motivation is, you know, and what the consequences are going to be, that they're going to suffer a bad fate, a bad end because of their narrow focus. They're refusing to accept the nature that human beings are created in, to be cooperative, to share, to be just, and the like. And those selfish individuals, you know, God tells us how they're thinking, how they operate, you know, what they say. I mean, it's just laid out for us, and especially what their end is going to be, that they may laugh now, but later on they're going to be crying the blues.
And you're so right. Now, if we may, Dipita, thank you for staying on with us too. And anyone else, if you press 1 on your phone, we want to hear from you. Because this is it may seem simple, but this is our everyday life. And our thinking and how we, and again, I'm going to use that clay, when I use the word gravitate, when we gravitate to that which is best in our decision-making, because it's so easy to become upset over something that's happening or become so depressed. But when we mentally and emotionally gravitate to that which is a strength in our life, and I'm speaking of our belief system, the belief system that really strengthens us, when we gravitate to that and we really find the strength to dissect where we are in our thinking, why we are thinking the way we are, thinking, and what are we going to do about it? And to give you an example, I'll go straight to the financial, all right? What throws us the most is when we find that we have less than what we need in order to take care of certain things. And especially when we find out that somebody stole something from us, you know. And right at that moment, if we didn't have a belief system that says, you know, think it through, and that Almighty God will provide, you will survive this. And I'm going to, you know, to the areas of stealing people property, look at what's happening with people encroaching on land that they shouldn't, how injustices have occurred because of that, and then to bring it back down into our you know, the neighborhoods and where we live, you could be charged with something that you know is outrageous. Somebody repair your car, your vehicle, and they charge you more than what they should. That's a theft at the same time. So how we think and how we respond definitely has a lot to do with the strength that we get from our belief system that we've formed and connected ourselves with. And again, I say that clay that has bonded us. You know, we've bonded with our, I'm seeing it as a relationship bonding, that clay showing that reference. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. It used the word min, M-I-N, pain. And again, that pain, that ta that is there, and the ya and the nun, is not, those letters are not there just to be there. It is where we have the intelligence, capabilities, and wherewithal in order to perform in the best way.
Yeah,
I'll stop right there.
That's something that the unique way that the Creator instructs us about the world that He has created us in, and about the way that what He has put within the human being, and as we're focusing on this clay right now, but there's another word that's very similar that suggests that clay process is not where we're supposed to stop, that we're supposed to go. In fact, there are developmental stages mentioned in the surah that you're reading, you know, in terms of how the human life physically develops. But also within that context of picture language, it's speaking to how we developed on the spiritual, intellectual, and moral level beyond the physical. And that word that's mentioned that's similar to clay, it is defined as a baby. The baby and the clay are similar. So the suggestion is there that we have to grow. We have to grow beyond the idea of, let's say, the innocence of the child, you know, and the impressionability of the child. We have to grow beyond being impressed upon, you know, people inviting us to change our mind, like our father Adam and his wife, you know, Satan in the form of Iblis before he became in full opposition to God's plan. Satan says, well, let me sincerely advise you in terms of what God really means. You know, God didn't mean that you're going to die if you ate of this particular thing that he forbid. If he really meant if you eat it, you're going to be transformed. You know, you're going to see like the angels see, you know. So that kind of deception is something that we were cautioned about, and we see in the world, you know, the commercial invitation to buy certain a certain dress, to buy a certain product, and it's going to change our lives. And we find out that that's a lie, that's false advertising. But it's really just a suggestion. We know we can't come out and say that this is this and this is this and this is going to do this for you. But we can suggest to you an outcome that's not really going to happen in your life in false advertising. I see the board lit up.
Yes, it is. And so we're going to open the mic at 401. We see 321. That's Imam DeLacy. 401, I think this is Angela Marie. We're going to go there. And I'm glad you mentioned about the not to stay right there. And I intentionally didn't go into the other stages, but praise be to Allah, because I want to refer to our community. Our communities are much like that clay, as you mentioned about the dependency upon someone making the decisions for you. You didn't say it just that way, but a democracy or go to 401-258. Assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. Well, Juma is over, but this is Sister Angela Marie from North Providence, Rhode Island. You know what you were saying, and I think what the brother was saying also, is that Allah is teaching us lessons. Even though these things are tragic, I was speaking to a sister at the masjid today, and a brother got shot in front of the masjid right before Juma. He's in the hospital. Mm-hmm. But you know what the imam, the kutbah was about? We've got to strengthen everything in our being. We can't be lax in anything. And that no matter how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us, the lesson is that we have to hold on to the rope which Allah has extended to us, the way our muftiqin, no matter what happens, that's our test. That's our lesson that we're all going through, really the whole world. Anyone who believes in the Lord of all the worlds, the heavens, the earth, everything in between, all systems of not, we are being tested. We don't care how bad the system says, no matter how bad it looks, Allah sees it. Allah knows. And if we're with Allah, we've got the victory, our fight. So just hold on to Allah, no matter how bad, no matter how rough, it's going to even get worse. Listen, they think by killing the physical body that they can kill the soul, that they can kill Islam. They cannot. Islam is energy. It's power. It's moves. It's not stagnant. They can kill the flesh, but they can mutilate it, do whatever, but they cannot kill the soul. And with Allah, we'll always be victorious, even if they cut us up in teeny pieces. We'll be shaheed. And we make our shahada. If you stay one with Allah, I don't care how bad it gets. You have to be like Bilal. They put a big rock on Bilal's chest. He put what? He put his fingers up. La ilaha illallah. We got to be like that. Just hold on. No matter how bad it looks. Our Father, we got the victory if we stay with Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. You can mute your mic. I'm going to keep your mic open there just in case. And we go 2-3. Thank you, Angela Marie from Providence, Rhode Island. Go to 321-917, bringing it right back down to Florida with DeLacy Umar. Melbourne, Florida. Assalamu alaikum, Imam.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you. Thank you all for the comments and the Angela Marie as well. And I actually wanted to talk to speak on that first part of the ayat, Qadha Aflaha Mu'minun. Certainly successful with already. The believers are successful, just as Sister Angela mentioned. Qadha Aflaha Mu'minun, that the victory has been given because we are Mu'min, because we believe. So we are already successful. And that language, that's how that language addresses that we already have the victory. It's just saying we just have to hold on. We already are successful. We have come from a a bad situation, especially when we look at our lives and the challenges and how our Creator brought us through those challenges. And now we are in the con, living, trying to live the life of believers. I just, in that success, I wanted to mention we traveled to Atlanta, and the believers there in Atlanta had a gala that was extraordinarily successful. They raised $5,600,000 for community development, and who knows what else was on the line. You know, the gala was excellent. The spirit was excellent. The community spirit was excellent. So that was a very good picture of success. And, you know, when I was there, I was thinking about how the imam said, give him a good life. And the believers there were really living up to that responsibility. Inshallah, we all can do that. So, yes, just wanted to make mention that the way the Quran gives us that we have the victory. We just have to hold on, just as a thank you.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum, and please mute me.
Okay. Yes, sir. And as you were saying that, the community there in Atlanta, you can only think about the ingredients. Michael, I think as you were referring to at the beginning as well, the ingredients that are necessary for the development, the components that are necessary. And I can only say it comes to every individual, not to minimize what we can do. And as we enter into, first putting our trust in Almighty God, and then planning out, laying it out, and functioning at the same time, you know, going through the operation of it, because it's one thing to plan and it's another thing to just sit on that plan. You know, it has to be activated. So, and I can see the work happening throughout the country, this country, and I'm speaking now with, as we speak of ourselves as a community. Those of us in association with the leadership of Imam Warsi Muhammad, Rahimullah Hulay. And there are those who don't necessarily say it, but they are working. And they may look like you and me. You know, I'm talking skin tone now, y'all, or ancestry. But alhamdulillah, the point is we are family, yes. There are those specifics that we do want to see heightened, increased, improved upon. And whatever those areas are, it can happen. But, and I say but, only when because it comes to a very critical area. And that is in our lifetime as we stand, as we go about striving to do what is right. One of the other areas is definitely, I've said over and over again, policies, policies, policies. Just as documents were written to guide or be a lead for this country and any country, they have a what we call a constitution. And we know Imam Karim Hamid spoke often about, and it's archived, about the first community contract, I say contract, but a constitution that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam established and laid out policies everyone had to agree upon because it was for the best of the human family. So as each individual brings out the best that we have to offer, we expect the best as a collective entity. So praise be to Allah. It definitely comes down to the policies and then to the procedures, how everything is orchestrated. And those that defy it or go against it, well, there are consequences. That goes for any of us. Alhamdulillah. All right. Michael, you have any other comments? Or Angela Marie, yeah. I just closed my while Imam was speaking. You can please press 1 and come back into the queue. Yes, Michael? Well, or
you know, they say, I remember growing up, different sayings about, you know, like everybody that looks like you, it's not for you, you know, like all skin folks ain't kin folks, you know, and that kind of saying, you know, to remind us that we can have people with different minds from the mind of a believer, you know, and so we're instructed to look at the behavior. Even the Creator tells us in the Quran, they're going to say this to you. They're going to talk like this. There's a certain kind of spirit that's coming from their conversation. And he'll even tell us, well, they'll say this to you, you know. And, you know, they say to amongst themselves, are we to believe like these fools believe? You know, they look upon those that are committed to God and his plan. They look upon believers as fools. And so they give off that kind of energy. And when you see them amongst themselves, they kind of like, you know, yeah, we know better than these folks, you know. You know, we say that we're with them, but, you know, this is what we're going to do. And God even tells us about their schemes. You know, they will do this. They'll come in this way, and then they'll go out to draw attention to them leaving your ranks to make people doubt that you have something of value. Well, why didn't so-and-so stay with those folks? You know, he was outstanding. He was really, really with them. What happened? You know, so the Creator lays out for us in clear terms, clear language, how the believers will operate in life. We look at the example of Ayub, called Job in the Bible, mm-hmm. and how his long suffering. And in the Bible, his friends, you know, you don't get this in the Quran, but in the Bible, the Holy Bible, his friends tell him, well, look, just go ahead and curse God so he can just strike you down. You know, curse God and be done with it. But he would not do that. You know, he even though he might not have been able to express it, he knew he was faithful in the faithfulness of God, that God has always treated him well. So why would God stop now? There must be something going on. And maybe I can find out what's happening with me to deserve this kind of behavior in the world, you know, make me suffering such great loss. Well, you know, all of these pictures and these narratives point out to us what the developmental stages of belief, you know, firm belief in Almighty God and working to serve God's plan and the opposite of that, you know. So it's very clear.
I mean, praise be to Almighty God. With that, the efforts that the many are doing, are putting forth, number one, to as individuals, we are showing that we're better together rather than apart, and that's in any group, definitely with families, and sometimes families, immediate families, don't have that we are relative kind of showing. But then, you know, whoever we connect with and however we connect, the better together is the thing. Now, the reason why I'm speaking about the efforts of those throughout the country, because just as if we speak about the masajid or those in connection with the leadership and association with the leadership of Imam Worthy Muhammad, you take that group and put it to one side, then you see others in faith tradition, you see them grouping together, and then you see community organizations just for the purpose of
We've got to do something to stop whatever is bad. We've got to do something to create the good or connect with the good, help those in need. You know, they're not holding on to a faith, so to speak, at the front end. Sure, they must have some belief, but they're concentrating on this. There's a problem, and this problem needs help. I mean, needs solving, and I'm here to do my part. And that goes from the medical to the educational to the governmental to whatever area it is. So these things are happening collectively by people connecting with one another and getting things done. The more we see that, or the more we make that become, make ourselves be aware and make it be aware to others, I believe that the depression or the anxiety, all of that will begin to decrease simply by people working, getting up and doing something. And let me give you an example, too, that's close to home with myself, with my grandson. Now, this may seem simple, all right? I mean, very simple. But do you know what he does? He gets up every morning, and he goes to the homeless shelter. And if for nothing more than to be there, talk with the people there. And my son and I looked and we said, you know, that's his contribution. No money involved, no the sense, and it gives him it makes him feel valuable. You know, he's an asset to somebody. And they are to him. Now imagine that across the country, people connecting based on the good that they can provide, but we reminded, the Creator is the one that's making that possible, and bringing that into your mind, your heart to do that. So please give credit to the Creator, to Almighty God, the one Creator is what we stress. But just sensing that, and can you imagine that multiplied, not necessarily going to the pantry, going to the shelters, but doing something away from just looking at ourselves and becoming depressed or being getting anxious over things and finding ourselves being angry, responding in a very negative manner, you know, always speaking negatively rather than seeing the good. So, alhamdulillah, I stopped there.
Acts of kindness, just showing kindness, acknowledging for people of various faiths, those believers in those faiths, acknowledging that we have a common origin. You know, we're human beings. We're created by the Creator to be a human family, and the acknowledgement of our common humanity over our particular methods of worship, you know, that and that we have a common enemy. There are those who want to persecute and destroy innocence. There are those that, you know, don't care what religious label you wear. They want to destroy your family. They want to destroy your future. And they work in an effort to do so. And so that's reason enough for us to come together to work against these selfish-minded individuals that care nothing about justice. They don't care nothing about the peace. You know, they're just in opposition to the good that God put in the human being.
Yes, and let me take this time to thank you, Michael, and thank you, Decretha and Ma'am DeLacy, and definitely Angela Marie, and all who are on the line now. Because individually, we are making a difference, I'm sure, in the lives of others. I believe it wholeheartedly. I'd like to bring forth now, as part of the community buzz, And you're listening to the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, American Muslim 360. And we have this outreach component that we're in. We're doing the medium connection. Perhaps you heard the presentation with Imam Fahim Shuaib and Imam Mikhail Sahir and with William Kareem and with and we've met with Imam Yahya Abdullah and others, purpose of seeing what we can do from this point of the internet radio connecting, because we each have audiences wherever whatever we're doing, it obviously is good. Praise be to Allah. So the message is spreading, and I want to share from Masjid Sabur, who will be having December 16th. This is after A Time to Be Grateful, everyone. Masjid Sabur is in Bronx, New York. That's the, I think they're on Bainbridge Avenue. But let me share. It says they request the honor of your presence at their, let's see, what is it? It's establishing relationships, building communities, and the keynote speaker is Talib Abdur-Rashid, Imam Talib Abdur-Rashid. Again, establishing relationships, just what we're speaking on tonight, as a continuous development, building communities, and then they're respectfully honoring Community Impact Award, giving out awards, Leadership Impact Award. You see, Community Impact, there are two people, Musa Gadsden and of Masjid of Sabur, and Kelly Zapata. Hope I'm pronouncing her name right. It's capital Zapatta. Leadership Impact Award to Al-Masjid Adam, that's with Imam Abdulaziz, then Sheikh Musa Drama, and then Special Recognition Award, Imani Woodson. Oh, and under the Leadership Impact Award is Yusuf Shah Islamic Center, also with Imam Musa Abdulali. And Special Recognition, I believe, no, this is Community Impact Awards. Brenda Caldwell Harris is of the 52nd Precinct Community Council. That's December 16th. That's a Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and it will be held at the Eastwood Manor, 3371 East Chester Road, Bronx, New York. And the donation is $100 they're asking for. You can go online at, put in, I guess, the fourth annual fundraiser. Well, http://, and then we can send this out. We will be sending it out. I believe we did already from our email, but we would definitely send it out again. So don't get upset if you're getting double receptions of this information. All right, everyone. Yes, a call had come in, and I was interrupted there. But alhamdulillah, it was a necessary call, too. All right. Continuing on with Masjid Sabur. As we said, it says there's some phone numbers. Let me take it there, and then you can get that information when we email. If we have your email address, that's a great thing. If we don't, email us. info@cwsc.us. Again, info@cwsc.us to get that information. Please RSVP, though, to Imam Talibuddin, and his phone number is 718-208-5996. Again, 718-208-5996. Or to Sister Fatima, and her number is 212-495-9396. 212-495-9396. Again, that's in Bronx, New York. And it will be at the Eastwood Manor, 3371 East Chester Road, Bronx, New York, Masjid al-Sabur. Praise be to Almighty God. Wanted to keep that in front of us as we are reminded of the time to be grateful, starting on Thursday, December 7th, through Sunday, December 10th. Much to be done there, anticipating a lot of action. So for those who like, I'm teasing my sisters, but those who like to wear heels, I think you want to wear flats because a lot of walking, a lot of involvement, a lot of connections and all. Inshallah, we look to have a table, CWSC and community and American Muslim 360, but a lot will be on our table. So if you want to connect with us, please, by all means, contact us either by dialing 910-317-0297 or info at cwsc.us, or if you dial us direct. If you dial 910-317-0297, it does connect to my or Latifa Hameen's phone. So many times we will pick up and answer if we can. All right? But we definitely look forward to making the connection there in, it says, all roads lead to Newark, New Jersey. Masjid al-Haq, with Imam Abdul Karim Muhammad, who is the president of the board of directors for Muslim Journal. And don't forget the Muslim Journal and the 65 years. Oh, wow, just think of that, 65 years and the impact it has made and the transition the paper itself has gone through. We're talking about people working to make it happen. We first have to have something to subscribe to. But they're looking, they're making definitely inroads with a subscription drive. Please, 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 we can't say it enough to become committed to being a subscriber to the Muslim Journal. For yourself, for others, please, by all means, the information is well worth it, more than worth what we pay for the paper, but it's more than just the paper and the information. It is the connection that we're maintaining. Praise be to Allah. If anything is happening in your area, we'd like to know of it. Let's see if you have anything. Let me look at our board right now. Michael, if you're looking at the board, do you see anyone? As I don't want to overlook anyone who may be putting their hand up. As I go here to share more information, let's see. And Michael, are you still with me? Go ahead. Okay.
I had to step away for a moment.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
917 in the queue.
Okay. All right. It's in the queue. Okay, let me see here. Oh, 917. Oh, that's our dear brother Jamal Dean Bilal. Assalamu alaikum, all the way from Brooklyn, New York. Come on in, my brother. Are you on mute? Yes.
Oh, alaikum assalam. Can you hear me, sir?
Alhamdulillah. I can hear you good.
Like,
yes, sir. Alaikum assalam.
Good evening, everyone. Yes, good evening, everyone in Radio Land. I just want to chime in for a brief second and give the greetings and wish everyone well. And I heard the announcement, inshallah. I'm in New York, so I'll try to attend the program at Masjid al-Sabur. And I just want everyone to have a good evening. Continue with the rest of your program. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. And you likewise. Have a good evening. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, we were blessed to be in attendance, everyone, at Men Honoring the Men. I
Men of Honor.
The word. Yes. Okay, Men of Honor. Thank you. Men of Honor. And that was held at a Methodist church, right? Their center?
I don't know if it was Methodist. It was called the Macedonian Center, but yes, it appeared to be a church of some sort. Their community room, I believe.
Yeah, okay.
It was well attended.
I'm sorry, go right ahead.
Yeah. And that they honored the first installment of the pioneers from the Nation of Islam and leadership on Imam Muhammad. And they're going to try to do it more often. I'm not sure if it's annually, but they're going to keep it a continuous thing because there's a lot of pioneers in our history. So that was the first, and it was a beautiful thing. They also had a first last Friday, Muslim American Veterans Association, MAVA, had a Veterans Day parade on Friday, which is Veterans Day, even though it was celebrated on Saturday. And that was a great thing. That was in Newark, New Jersey.
That was in Newark, you say? Newark, New Jersey?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a singular march or parade by the Muslims. There was no other military units. I attended myself, and people in the streets were waving, and the people in cars were blowing their horn, and we had the American flag and the Islamic flag, and the vice commander, Brother Khalil Sahi. He was leading the charge. He had the bullhorn saying, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. And we marched, or we paraded to the Masjid Muhammad, and was met by a councilwoman who had a lot to do with the legislative side or the political side as far as getting the program conducted. And I think it waived a lot of the fees that charge, and she, at least Christian, but she loved the Muslims. She was very outspoken in her love for us, for our community. And alhamdulillah, then we had Juma, and then after Juma, there was a flag presentation, Islamic flag presentation, to three pioneers, veterans, Muslim veteran pioneers, and they were represented by their family members. But last Friday was a beautiful day, a beautiful weekend, because that Saturday, last Saturday, there was a Men of Honor as well. For that.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Yes. Thank you. Thank you so very, very much. And everyone, I can imagine, too. Can you imagine the veterans being honored throughout the country like a train, you know, happening all at once like we do with other activities, but this is our responsibility, alhamdulillah. So we look forward to being more engaged. This is what CWSC is about, is making the connections and helping to form that networking process, inshallah. Thank you, Jamal.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
You likewise. Assalamu alaikum. All right, dear listeners, we go now to 706-289.
Assalamu alaikum
and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam. This is Brother Muhammad from the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad. And you talked about so many things, and that's good. I guess the most important one I want to say right now is that on the Muslim Journal, if we have followed the guidance from Allah through Imam Muhammad, Imam Muhammad made a statement well over 25 years ago that if any of his imams follow him, they should get 10 Muslim journals and pass them out at their job, sell them on a job, and so they can generate more dawah activities for themselves. He said the other staff members in the community should get 3. And then he said the general membership of that masjid, you know, they should get them, you know, as Allah inspires them to. But don't put the burden all on them. And I'm pretty sure that that would have helped Muslim Journal be way down the road in its dawah purpose that Allah created for it to come into existence. Number two, when we was talking about the veterans you just got through saying about, you know, there's people like Imam Captain Abdul Rashid in the masjid there in San Diego, the first Islamic chaplain in the United States Armed Service. These people have basically just went unapproached by the Muslim community. And I think a lot of that I have had the opportunity to spend at least about 25 years around him. And I was the Islamic lay leader for the United States Armed Service and a representative of Imam Wafdi Muhammad in being the endorsing agent for Muslim soldiers and chaplains way back in the early 75s, and really maybe a couple of years before he came on board. There's many things in our history that are very well needed now, and that's the type of consciousness that we need. The more we get away from the pillars of Islam, the more we realize or should realize that's where we need to go back to, because nothing is important is living the Quran. But when you practice something, you will be attracted by whatever else is going on in the game, because we haven't matured enough in that sense to realize that there's no God but Allah, and that what we're supposed to be doing is very important to the whole world in our time period of 2023. Very important that we build this model community, that we remember that the things we talk about, and they're the truth, and they're need, but if you really step back and listen to them, you'll see that we're still talking like we are under the influence of the Christian faith, the Christian world, the Christian ideas and values, Christian intellect, Christian education, when we try to express ourselves. Because if a person come in and didn't know you from another country, they would think that we were still referring to ourselves as black people, as African Americans, like we do in the language. But they fail to realize that many of us who have those titles are Muslim now. They are free people, along with the other free people and other what we call nationalities and things. Those who embrace al-Islam are free, and you have a responsibility to save your own soul and establish the freedom that Almighty God Allah has created us for, so that we'll be a model example of anyone who wants to be really free, to where only their intellect is halal, their emotions are halal, their morals are halal, their food is halal, etc. Then we have the type of guidance, and we're in the footsteps to where if we still are agitated by the calling of the shaitan to us, at least it will not interfere with our progress. Our progress is not in the past. Our study is in the past only to remind us how important it is that we build and establish this moral, excellent community. Imam Muhammad said, even though all those years that Allah blessed him on this earth, he made it clear that my leader, he said, y'all have to be strong. You have to be in wudu. You have to be legit if you're going to follow the example of Prophet Muhammad and establish al-Islam in this world. You can't have al-Islam being a fornicated, adulterated religion like many of amongst us knowingly or unknowingly, I have been doing and want to do, because there's benefit in it. We have faith in this world, not the world that we are responsible for establishing.
Muhammad,
just want to say that.
Yes. Wait a minute, don't go. because I'm you're my brother, and you know it. And we've all been so gleefully, praise be to Allah, say gleefully, sharing all the what we're working towards, what we're all striving and doing. And we went through Surah Mukminun, and alhamdulillah to a certain point. And we love to think that we, you know, it's asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, and Allah is oft forgiven. And so as we, I love what you're sharing, but I think I don't know if everyone else feels, but I feel like, oh, goodness, now he's coming back and whipping us like, oh, well, you ain't doing this, and you ain't doing that, and you ain't doing that, and when we do this, and when we do that, and this. I'm going, oh, Allah, wait a minute. Are we that bad right now? I'm asking you that.
If you look at I'll give you an example of what I'm saying. We have established at least 4 or 5 museums about our history. But yet still we only have 10, 11 Sister Claire Muhammad schools to educate and give our children the moral structure, the manners, the uswa, and everything else of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to help share with the world. But we have not, over all these years, spent so much money. Right now, I'm talking about those of us in the community, Imam Ward Muhammad. We have spent so much money, just like we say all the time, on other things outside of ourselves, our schools, our hospitals. And we are rich. A lot of people don't realize that the community, Imam Ward Muhammad, we are rich on all levels, in faith, intellect, Arabia, Quranic study, emotions, morals, but we are giving it back to the world that is misusing it. And we don't have a refuge, the refuge of Allah in place. And because some of us has been, you know, I'm 77 years old, and I've been following the path to where I'm at now ever since 1959. I watched many of the imams that are going around now and many of the brothers and sisters who I know who are older than me and who come into the deen with me at the same time. I see them struggling for understanding because they don't understand why we're not doing. We're talking about it. We're doing it, but we're not doing it. But they don't realize that we have gotten so far away from taking our knowledge and putting it in deeds and actions. Only on such a small level. And that's the way Shaitan works. He give you a crumb from the table and make you think that you should feel so happy about that progress. Tell them to realize that we have no business being in that position to where we need to be set at the table with the devil or with wrongdoing or with our imperfection that we should perfect it. Look at our children. We have some wonderful scholars among us, 40 and 50 years already, and they got kids, and they are grandchildren, kids. And they still have not experienced shura, true shura, that's going to build a daycare center for their children, going to build a hospital where our women can go and have a halal Islamic birth atmosphere environment to be born in. With the shahada whispering in their ear. And during the pregnancy of our women, that all they hear on the outside is mom and daddy glorifying Allah. Because they hear it inside, and it becomes a part of their nature. After they're hearing how much they feel, and our feelings and things is shared with them in our family structure, to where the kids come out submissive.
Let me say this, Muhammad. Let me say this. Because there's one thing to preach it outward, and it doesn't. It doesn't form. It doesn't have it's just like dust. All right? But it's another thing when it can come together, it has a when we start out speaking about the clay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created that process for us to bond. So now, step by step, city by city, state by state, this is why we can't, and one saying we have in the South, we can't cry with spilt milk. I'm not making light of it. What I am doing is saying I'm not going to stress the years that I have left, stress myself over what hasn't been, but apply the strength and thank Allah SWT for this time to take the step. This is one community, and I've seen it happen in one community. Then that community connect with another, and we know we're talking about people who truly believe and are committed, and we can't speak about those that aren't. So we definitely can give strength to those that are striving and not beat them over the head as though they're not. So you've got those that are.
You've got two other callers.
And then form a connection. Go ahead.
You've got two other callers as well.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Well, let's go to the next caller. Thank you. Thank you, Muhammad.
Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah. All right, we go to, let's see here, 914434. 914, Brother Muhammad, followed by William Kareem. Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad. Don't tell me. Mount Vernon, New York. There you go. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Mr. Mapa, and everyone else on the call. Yeah, now I've said this 1,000 times. I may have to say it 1,000 times. Imam said back in, it was August in the Muslim Journal. I believe it was. Imam had been off his own about six months. He knew we were going to run these problems all along. He said we had to put all the facts on the table. You know, the ex-all officials come together and put the facts on the table. I'm not going to read all the article, but that's one of the problems. We haven't put the facts on the table since he now passing, 2008. May Allah grant him the highest place in paradise. 2008. Mm-hmm. We have put the facts on the table. I know sometimes things get even turned around, you know. Like I know we was in grade school, high school, we would say something from the first student, the first row. About time it got back to the last student, it didn't sound like nothing that the first student said. You know, that's one of the situations, you know. Sometimes we just don't know or we don't keep up to it or whatever the reason, concerning schools. You know, we only have about, I know people have been saying 11 to 12 schools. We only have 5 really full-time schools in this whole community. And those that's leadership position doesn't seem to bother them. Even some of our grandparents or take their grandchildren from a Muslim home right to a non-Muslim school or a non-Muslim environment and don't even think about what that child is going to be exposed to, and we seem to be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
5 schools in this whole community want to get a Muslim general to correct that, that's been there for years. It's not 11 or 12 schools. It's only 5 full-time schools. I guess we are think being dream world or whatever. We think that you take your Muslim child, 4 or 5 years old, into a non-Muslim environment. You go through grade school, same thing, up 8th grade maybe, and we expect that child to come out a Muslim. A remain Muslim. I know we just, I understand how Palmer is getting upset sometimes with us, our lack of progress, and nobody seems to even care.
May I ask a question, Muhammad Sharif? Because, again, as I was saying to Deborah Muhammad, when we think about the
this situation. And I live here in St. Petersburg, Florida, let's just say. And my children attended a public school. The responsibility was not someone else to step in and bring us the dollars that we needed. And it's no one else's responsibility for what we strive for as a skill and the monies that we had that we didn't have to pay for what was being requested, and we were not going to go and beg or what have you to have the children attend the school when we just could not afford it. Now multiply that by other families such as that as well. And those families that did have it, the Muslim African Americans did not have a school, but we sent, I know my grandson, we sent to the school, the Muslim, we call, quote unquote, Muslim school. Now, then other factors, like you say, put it on the table. Other factors came into play, such as cultural barriers and such. Again, the responsibility of Muslim African Americans cannot be placed on someone else. And then finding that the dollars just weren't there because of course, our skills, our lack of skills, of money-making skills or what have you, whatever the barriers or whatever the situation was. Now, looking at, I'm in Florida. So however many families in Florida that chose to say, quote, unquote, I'm Muslim, I'm following the leadership of Imam Wahdi Muhammad, Rahimullah Alay, collectively, individually, did not have the dollars to say, but in Miami, we did have a full-time school and do have a full-time school. But in the other areas, such as Fort Lauderdale and on up to Melbourne at the time, and Fort Myers and West Palm Beach, I'm naming these cities, because when we see it in that way, are we asking someone to finance it, or we're asking everyone, telling everyone, shame on you, that you don't have the dollars that you should have put your children in school? It's not because we didn't care, but because we had weekend schools in the areas when our children did attend the public schools. As a parent, applying what we learned and what we were studying from Quran and having it in our household, and then informing and connecting with neighbors that perhaps that we would, the faith that we have and the faith that they have. But being Muslim, see, we're—I don't know if we're just saying Muslim is subscribed only to the school that you're referencing, which is necessary, but it's not limited with the education within those arenas. And I know that I was asking you the question about the finances, and have you taken that into consideration when you say it seems like no one cares? I think that's pretty. I don't know. That's your perception, though.
What's your question, Sister Melvin?
Have you taken in consideration the separate areas, looking at separate areas step by step, when you said about there are only five schools, then have you gone through each state and looked at their situation and the people there and who, you know, in order to put everything on the table?
Yeah. I've been in the community since 1972.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, I've seen through the years big houses.
Now, I'm speaking about all the schools.
Houses, very, very expensive automobiles, vehicles.
Is that just in Mount Vernon, New York?
No, this is all over this community. North,
all
south,
really?
East, and
Are
west.
Serious?
Oh, yes,
I know.
I'm serious.
Didn't have a big house.
Oh,
I didn't have a big house.
You asked me to respond. This has been going on all over this community, north, east, south, and west. People with finances, with money, with big jobs, expensive positions, and all of that, big bank accounts. They travel everywhere. So we had the money. The money, that hasn't been the problem. And I'm going
but
back
Muhammad,
further.
Muhammad,
I'm thinking of individually. I apologize for interrupting you, but I'm speaking individually because it collectively the students were from more than just one family or what have you that you were referencing, I hope. That's why I asked you, had you referenced the states, the cities within the states and the families that made up the population in those areas?
We're going to run out of time, and I think
yes. Let me go to William. Thank you, Muhammad. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Kareem from Queens, New York, New York City, I guess I say. Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Wa alaikum assalam. Interesting points being made. I think there's something that we really have to take into consideration. First of all, we have to take into consideration as a community of Imam Walter Dean Muhammad that we come from a community of the Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad, and that from that we came from an experience that brought us here to America. The Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad started it off in the 1930s. We are not even 100 years out of his saying the black man is God and the white man is the devil. We're not even out of that for 100 years yet. There are many people that have had, we were 400 years in slavery, but there were people that were here, the Europeans that was here, they had a 400-year head start on us. So we're not even 100 years from, I'm talking about Prince Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad. If we were supposed to go from the time of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, which was from 1975 until now, you know, 2025 will just be 50 years that we will actually have a freedom of mind to actually be able to reconstruct ourselves to the creator of the heavens and the earth. And in that time, we have made great strides. Every generation, from what I see, is getting better and better. No, it's not where we want it to be, but we can't say that. You can't say that it's not getting better. We have to say that. There are other people that come from other countries. They have a 1,000-year head start on us because they are living with their family and their cultural traditions. And when they come over here and start setting up stores and all the rest of that, you know, they're being financed by old money from their culture. I was at a Hillside Islamic Center today. The man needed to raise $150,000 by the end of the year. People were lining up to give him money. But this is a tradition. These are Pakistani Indian people that come together to form a community that have been practicing Islam for centuries. We are just 50 years, 2025 will be 50 years out. And I know that I've done better. I've watched my children to do better. I've watched my grandchildren. They are the future. They look like they're going to do better. We're going to get there. That's what I wanted to say, that we're going to get there. We just have to continue to do what we're doing to keep the focus. And I want to say this here. There's a fundraiser that's actually coming up with American Muslim 360. Donate. You want to see this radio program get better? Make sure that you donate. Make sure that you take out a monthly subscription to give the money so that American Muslim 360, A New Day Community Radio, IWDM, so that we can continue to build our broadcast. Muslim Journal, that's what they're doing. That's what it's about. Because if Muslim Journal was supposed to fade, what would we say? Oh, what happened? What happened? What happened is we didn't support it. If this radio program, American Muslim 360, wasn't supposed to be on, what would we say? Oh, what happened? You know, that was a good radio program, but it doesn't get the support. We're getting better. That's all I'm saying to you. We're only 50 years out. And if we continue on the road that we're going and we do the best that we can, yeah, you know, you got people out there that are making appeals to our five senses, you know, as far as, you know, taste, touch, and vision. You got those same people, those things in the environment that's calling our children, you know, to, Daddy, I want this. Mommy, I want this here. And we go ahead and give them money so that they could, you know, be all right. And then on top of that, we got to go ahead and give charity and all the rest of these things. We are doing it. We're making it happen. That's what I wanted to say to you. Yeah, it can be better, and it will be better. May Allah
praise
continue
you
to bless us. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you. Alaykum as-salam. Yeah,
Michael?
I try to take the balanced position and understanding that the criticism is really, we should really take it as a boost to see where we can do better, to see where, because, I mean, this process, as Brother William said, this, you know, relatively, this is a new process. And I remember Imam Muhammad, he was in Birmingham, Alabama, and he gave a 16-minute Jummah khutbah, and he talked about the losses, that we had taken losses. But he also talked about the fact that whatever the issue is, if it's a school and we don't have a school, among that community, we should have individuals to keep that alive, that we may not be in a position to make that a reality, but it should always be something brought before us, you know, and especially we should hear those who are supportive. They show their support for the 50-year family plan, for AM360, for CWSC. They show that support, but they're also saying, come on, y'all. I see that we can do better. And it's really a mindset issue, in my opinion. It's, you know, in terms of the organization, the elements that Brother William introduced, these people not only have Al-Islam, but they have higher education. Their critical thinking skills have developed over many, many, many years, centuries, you know, in terms of working together. All of that is new to African America. You know, I encourage, if you're going to give us a critique, we also ask you to support the efforts of us moving forward with your time and your finances and your thoughts. But you know the saying, every knock is a boost. And it's a good boost when you have somebody that's putting their money on the line, putting their time on the line, but saying that we can do better. And I'll stop there.
Well, alhamdulillah, certainly, certainly, certainly. We grow from, as you say, from both sides of it. And praise be to Allah. I guess in my mind, and perhaps, well, let me just say what I'm going to say. Husband and wife, and the wife or the husband, either one, find that they have faults, yes, and they strive to correct those faults. And they start off, and each time, all they hear is, well, you remember where we were and where we could be and how we didn't. We aren't there yet. Then the other, whichever one has the positive, says, yeah, but we're on our way. We know that we created a situation whereby we did not apply the best that we could. But are we striving for excellence? Are we striving now? And the other will say, yeah, but remember when, and we should be, da da da. So it as you come and said, there's a balance to it all. There is, Michael, I'm speaking to now. There is, and that's when we are able to step aside, see the good in both sides, in the sense of that some have the ability to push, and others have the ability to step forward and pull, and it works. But the push rather than pull backwards, push forward, push us forward,
if that's what it takes to push us, alhamdulillah. But I would say, for me, I work best. Well, I know myself that I'm going to give my all, inshallah. But at the same time, the support comes in the form of a cheerleading kind of thing. You know, keep up the good work, in other words. Keep up the good work. I can't help you right now, but keep up the good work. Or I don't see the benefit of my giving total support yet, but keep up the good work. If I heard it that way, alhamdulillah. That's why I said it was almost like an ouch, like beating us over the head. But alhamdulillah, I love my brothers and thank Allah that they're there. They're here to remind us. Muhammad and Muhammad, both, praise be to Allah. We're not knocking. We're just saying, you know, give the support verbally, as I believe you're supporting financially. You know, that verbal support will help. And they show a little love, I guess is what I'm saying. Alhamdulillah. Maybe that's the love. But praise be to Allah for everyone and the contributions that we make. We're making. We may never see the end, but I don't even think of it that way. I think of every step, every good, every part that we play and give to it. It is more than what it was the day before or the moment before. It has made. It makes a difference.
Sister Martha,
so praise be to Allah. Yes.
There's a. You know, life is, you know, life challenges us. And losses don't feel good. When you know that we could do better, but, you know, our mindset or the strategy is not there, just like in a sports event, you know, you take a loss and it losing in any situation doesn't feel good. But the design of the loss is to see, well, okay, what am I doing? What are we doing wrong? What do we need to get the success that we want? You know, so the questions come to mind and we look for, you know, do we need more resources? Do we need a better strategy? Do we have a strategy? You know, how are we operating? You know, and the losses will sensitize us. And when people bring up, you know, it's a reality that we have individuals who on a personal level are doing very well. That's real, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we have in some of our poor communities or striving poor communities, individuals that are doing very, very well. But how can we translate that in terms of their individual success? How can we get greater group success is the
right,
question.
Right.
And mm-hmm. I understand from reading the Quran, Allah says most of the people don't know. And I remember in Elijahville, I took my family to the property that we owned. And we had sleeping bags and what have you. And we were there. And Imam Muhammad in the Jummah said that some of the people are not with us today. And they're not really have an interest in terms of a community life where we're living next door to one another because they don't want people to see what their Islam looks like on a day-to-day level. So they don't want to live next door to me or you. Because they don't want you to see where they are in the religion. You know, we'd be able to see one another better in the community context. So that stuck with me, you know. Everybody that identifies with Imam Muhammad doesn't identify to the same degree. He talked about his students, you know, my students. And in terms of the context of life says, that the people who help with the progress of the world are in the minority. They're the few. It's never the large number of people. It's always a few that move the group forward. That's just how it is.
I mean, and it does take, you know, just like we look at our hand, but if we chop one of our fingers, then we'll recognize that that's a finger. We call it a hand, but that finger would get. So when we're assessing something, I know it's easy to look at the big picture and clump it all together, but then when we're going to work it out, we have to dissect everything so we don't charge the one who isn't guilty with the charge, along with those who, I shouldn't use the word guilty, but then we can assess and we'll know how to work it. So if we look at Florida and all the cities in it that are in alignment, just saying, well, where are you? Where are we? And that's what the leadership gathering was to some point. That's what it was about. Conveners, connect with our conveners. And so we can assess. If we have that trust and willingness to do that, connect with the convener, and then the convener can get more access perhaps to the schools and or the establishment of the masajids or the Islamic centers in the areas of their region. And then they can look at not putting the burden on them, but we can do the research as well. And then speak to people, get to know them, what's their mission. And that's what CWSC is doing now. Is simply asking the imam, what is your mission? Not coming into to browbeat or anything. What's your mission? What's your vision? What's your goals? And what strategies, if you don't mind sharing, what's the strategy and what is your outreach component? What does it look like? And they've been so willing to share that, so willing. And I say, alhamdulillah. So if when they hear themselves repeat it, I think that strengthens them or motivates them to even maintain the belief that somebody cares enough to even ask. That's not even there in their everyday environment. And I believe that's how we will get connected, and we will feel that strength of one another, inshallah. And the more that we all begin to do that, appreciate one another for the efforts that we are putting forth, and of definitely honoring those who have strove in the years past and are still with us, and recognizing those that are not. As Muhammad from Georgia, from Georgia, mentioned about the Imam Rashid in California. See, I don't even have a connection with the brother, alhamdulillah, but I would love to know. Because that will pull the east to the west, or vice versa. And the, speaking of the museum, and we have at CWSC through AM360, we have made a connection with certain museums in South Carolina, in Mississippi, in Florida, that are collecting information and data. And there was a brother traveling up and down the East Coast. And requesting information material that individuals can contribute, and trust him with the museum. And I've sat and watched the museum information from Washington, D.C. So there's a lot of work, but we definitely have to assess, make assessments. And those assessments mean, go right back to what Muhammad Sharif said, the man said, I'm just going to say, bring it to the table. And that doesn't mean just stop everything. Keep working. Appreciate one another so that we can feel the strength and the spirit to keep going, inshallah. All right, dear listeners, tomorrow morning, dun, 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 7 a.m., Imam Kareem Hamid, Evolution of Revolutionary Thought. If this hasn't been revolutionary thought and creative purpose, at 7 to 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then 9:30 Imam Delesi Umar with his recurring guest of Professor Rabbani Muhammad and his ever-loving engineer and contributor. I say they all are contributors. Michael Hameen, you don't want to miss Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, everyone, from 9:30 to 11 a.m. Now, our connection with Cultural Insight starts at 10 a.m. But because we're already in the flow with Preparing to Make It in the Land of Plenty, our collaboration with A New Day Community Radio, William Kareem, begins with playing, sharing funk, beautiful, beautiful music. I say music now, it has me questioning myself when I say muse and music and the history of the word. But nonetheless, beautiful, beautiful sounds that come on at 10 a.m. And that number is, now you know the number for CWS, for AM 360. I pray everyone knows the number, 515-605-9891. You're here. You know that number. Or 425-292-4253. But for A New Day Community Radio, it's 515-605-9326. 515-605-9326. Giving you that number because at 11 a.m. Cultural Insight began our connection here at AM360 and A New Day Community Radio, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. 11 to 12 will be interviews. Artists, cultural individual artists. William Kareem is leading that with being the Director of Leadership Development Council and internship with CWSC. You don't want to miss that. And stay on because 12 to 1 come the quick hitters. You all, you can go, I guess you can go and I know on Facebook you, if you can and bring up quick hitters. You will be so impressed. That's with Cavell and Bill Blass. And they, I say, happen to be the sons of William Kareem. But you don't want to miss Quick Hitters from 12 to 1 p.m. right here on American Muslim 360, or if you dial into A New Day Community Radio, you will hear it. So praise be to Allah for the collaboration. And we are collaborating with IWDM, but on a different time, date, and I believe Mikhail's not here. They have presentations as well on IWDM. I don't have that number committed, but I will get it committed to memory as well. So praise be to Allah. Then at this is the third Saturday, so 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., Deprisa Abdul Hadi, Alice Lam in Focus. Now, we all, I pray, we all have connected with Deprisa and how she presents, and it's a learning lab. And she's presenting Attributes of Allah. You want to get it? You want to go back and listen and be prepared? If you haven't been here, please tune in at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's out for Al-Islam in Focus. All right? Thank you, dear listeners, for being here with us, and we appreciate you always. Please, please continue to come. Oh, let's see. I think the preacher has a comment here, too, because 810, yes. Assalamu alaikum, the preacher.
Assalamu alaikum. I was just getting ready to get myself out of this because I'm going to make sure I start putting that number out too. That's seven for IWDM radio. That's
4673.
Okay, 4673. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Everyone, we pray you got that. That's IWTM. And those hours, you will be able to call in, and I'm sure we'll tell you when the presentation hours present. But our affiliation card, our collaboration time is, I believe it was like last week, was the author, the book club with IWDM and AM 360. So praise be to Allah. Thank you, Dekrita. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I saw Imam Kareem's number, but I guess he was coming with the same information as well. Alhamdulillah. Imam Kareem? Yes, okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, wa alaikum assalam. And the Vietnamese say this is a wonderful presentation, a wonderful broadcast. There was some very useful information given. And right, we must thank Muhammad Sharif, Brother Muhammad. They call in, and they, you know, the imam stated that there needs to always be someone that will keep our concerns up front. There needs to always be a small group that will, you know, remind us. So they are very useful to us. Praise be to Almighty God, Allah. I feel what they're feeling, but at the same time, referring to the life of our Prophet Muhammad, we pray the prayers and the peace be upon him. There was a period in his prophethood whereby things were moving very slow. Very slow, very little progress being made. And he was not receiving the revelation at a rapid pace. There was a dry spell there. And Allah knows his heart, knows our prophet's heart, and Allah addressed that concern. Because the prophet was wondering, is it something that I've done? Are you displeased with me? And Allah answered that concern of his and let him know, no, I'm well pleased with you. And here's a statement that Almighty God gave that I hope we register with us. Allah said to him, the future will be much better than the present. The future will be much, much better than the present. Now, we know our Prophet Muhammad, he did not see Al-Islam enter into Indonesia, Spain, parts of Europe. But look at some one man, one small little following. Look at how many Muslims there are on the earth now. And Imam Muhammad shared with us, may Allah forgive his sin and grant him a home in paradise. The Imam Muhammad said to us, you will not see the fullness of what I'm giving you for at least three generations. I understand we want to see it in our lifetime, you know. But the foundation that we are laying is a firm, magnificent, huge project, and it's going to take time. It's going to take time. We will not see the fullness of this in our lifetime. So we have to have patience and be aware of the nature of evolving. So we have to have patience with each other, but I do applaud. There are those among us that will definitely ring our bell, say, hey, now, wait a minute. You know, yes, the number one concern is education and finance. And we need mm-hmm. people like that. You know, we do. We need people like that. So it's going to take at least three generations for us to see. Matter of fact, the young people that are evolving now, in this association are much better equipped than we were. Let me say that again. We have people that are evolving now are more learned than we were. They are earning the degree. They are moving up in industry and finance. So we just have to be patient. Be patient. We won't see the fullness of this in our lives. Matter of fact, the Prophet Muhammad, he told his followers, go and tell someone else what you're hearing me say. Perchance they may understand it better than you. And look at what happened. From one man, from one small, poor community, look at how wide Islam has grown now. There are Islamic universities on this earth now that we can take advantage of. It doesn't just have to always come from this association here. Imam Muhammad sent some of his students to even to other lands to gain knowledge. So let us be patient with each other and know that Almighty God have not forsaken us. Future will be better than the present. So I'm that's all I wanted to say. We have to believe that. We have to know that. And I still applaud people like Muhammad Sharif, Imam Adam Abeya, Brother Muhammad, Yahya Shabazz. He's and another one. He'll come on and spank you, you know. So I'm just saying, let us have patience with each other and be aware of the human element of evolving. So that's all I wanted to say. And I'm grateful for the progress that we are making. We don't see everything. No one can come on here and say, yeah, we ain't doing nothing. Well, you are looking out of your front window. But there's some magnificent things being done. So I'll just stop right there. Let us have patience with each other, love one another, and help where we can. I'll stop right there, my sister, Martinella Abdullah. And Muhammad, keep up the good work. Thank you, my sister. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you. Alaykum as-salam. And thank you. Thank everyone. this definitely has been a family night, We, as we started, we are relatives. We are related to one another in the sense that we have the common interest and praise be to Allah for that. And however, you know, and of course, yes, we have to have an open heart and open mind that we can hear and not become distant because of what we hear. Out of love, I take it as that. Praise be to Allah. And if I didn't, you all could pull my coattail as well. That's love as well. That would be showing the love. So praise be to Allah. Again, tomorrow morning, everyone, bright and early, after Salatu Fajr. Is Fajr coming in early for you now? Have you adjusted? Praise be to Allah for the changes, for the adaptation that we have to go through. It keeps us, be you always ready. All right. With that, everyone, assalamu alaikum. I'm going to play. Of course, I love to share humanity and then go right into we've got to be thankful. Humanity is everybody's business. From Abdul Wali Shaheed. And thankfully, it's Abdul Rahman's captain.
You may not know me, but you may. early in the morning, saying a prayer. Devil's fresh fruit coffee as I stumble down the stairs. Tiptoe by the bedroom where my children sleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls to keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and let a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
gotta be grateful for my life and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough, and he tries to understand. He say, miss, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand? Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
you gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference in any way you can. You gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be thankful,
you gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to colors, and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their family. But they gotta be alright, they gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference any way they can. They've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful, they gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life for the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful.
And like everything, we've got to be thankful to Almighty God. Thank you. Have a wonderful night. God willing, we'll be together tomorrow morning. Assalamu alaikum.